Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, that is us. That's us, everybody. Good evening, Aaron Torres, Arnie Spanier. We're in for the guys. Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon. It's a Friday night. You want to get into the show. Aaron underscore Torres. I'm in Stinking Genius One. We're probably doing a lot better than that lady. You hear about that lady that won the lottery? $26 million, Torres?
I did not hear this. Go ahead. I'm all ears.
She won the lottery, couldn't find her ticket. She realized she left it in her pants pocket.
Okay.
She's looking for the pants. Where's the pants? Oh, no. It's in the laundry machine.
No.
Takes out the ticket. It's no good.
Wow. I did not hear this story.
$26 million. Now, she is going to get an attorney, and she did send it in to the lottery officials. They went where she bought it. They put they have camera surveillance that they're going to pull. But unless you got a picture of that lottery ticket front and back, I don't think she's going to get the money, even if they do see her walking in. Now, if somebody else comes in with another ticket, you're out of luck. But she insists that's her number. She plays it every week. What the hell are you going to do? I wouldn't be able to sleep. I'm getting a team of attorneys suing everybody. I'm suing you if I don't get my $26 million. That's what I want you to know.
Oh, my goodness. I had not heard this story. This is crazy.
I can't believe they can't figure it out. Go
I know,
to the
right?
camera footage.
You're
take
right.
a look at it. Use common sense. The people actually at the convenience store know the lady that bought it. I guess she's a regular customer, plays the same numbers. Look, I know you just can't give somebody $26 million, but go through your due diligence, see if anybody else comes forward. Nobody comes forward, then you know who the winner is, you know?
I will say, it's 2021. We can take a speck of blood or whatever with DNA and, we just solved this crime that's 80 years old. But we can't figure out who bought the right lottery ticket. Come on.
That would kill me.
Call up Neil deGrasse Tyson. Can we get to the bottom of this? There's got to be an answer. Somebody's got to know.
I don't think I could do the show with you anymore if that happened to me. I'd be afraid that so many people on the text, Twitter would give me crap all the time. I'd be miserable the whole time. Hey, Arnie, can you loan me 26 mil? Oh, that's right, you didn't get it. Hey, Arnie, how's that 26 mil? It would be all day, over and over again. I'd pull my hair out of whatever little I had left.
Well, this does lead to one of my favorite facts of trivia, that there was a third initial founder of Apple besides Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak.
Yes, I heard this.
And he sold his shares for a couple thousand dollars.
$1,400.
Yes. So basically, long story short, he was an older guy. He had a few failed businesses before. He didn't want to go down that path again. And so he said, I'm out.
Well,
and he sold his shares for a couple grand. They were worth, I'm not even kidding, multiple billions of dollars.
Yeah, they'd be worth billions. And on the other end, the NBA, the owners of
St. Louis Spirits, right?
St. Louis Spirits turned down $1 million because they didn't get to go to the NBA. They were an ABA franchise. And all the teams that didn't get to go got $1 million. The Pacers got to go. The Nets got to go. The Nuggets got to go. The Spurs got to go. They didn't get to go. But in lieu of taking the $1 million, they decided to take TV contract money.
In perpetuity. Forever. This is, by the way, this is when you know
we've been billions of dollars.
This is when we know that we've been working together too much. When you start with, there was this basketball team, and I'm just bringing up random teams from the ABA, and I know exactly what you're talking about. That's like an old married couple right there.
Yeah, but I mean, if I lost out on that $26 million, I'd have to quit because I would get so much grief from the listeners, I wouldn't be able to concentrate.
You might have to quit or the opposite and take some more shifts because you wouldn't have the money to quit. So
$26 million. Well, it's only $20 million after your taxes, I think, so, or $19 million.
I'm sure that's making her feel a lot better.
Well,
bottle of Downy cost her $26 million.
Let me ask, are you taking that ticket and trying to spread it out and, like, put it under the heat lamp and do something? Or are you like, just leave it alone, don't touch it, don't touch it?
I'm doing whatever it takes to get me my $26 million. And as you said, if that's hiring whoever,
a team of attorneys.
Yes, whoever the best lawyer in whatever state it was is, I'm doing that because I cannot even imagine. But I cannot believe that in 2021, like I said, we're solving murders that happened 30 years ago.
Right.
But we can't figure out where a ticket was purchased and if this woman is telling the truth or not. Give me a break.
And we're solving it in an hour, like Law and Order. So, I mean, we get it done right out of the way. Right? You want to get in real simple, Aaron_Torres. I'm at Stinking Genius One, speaking about attorneys, and no easy way to transition to this. A statement released Thursday afternoon, Deshaun Watson's attorney, Rusty Hardin, suggested that Tony Busby, the attorney for 22 women who have filed civil lawsuits against Deshaun Watson, has attempted to settle the case on several occasions. Busby has denied the claim early Friday morning on an Instagram post saying, contrary to what Mr. Rusty says, we haven't approached them to settle ever, he wrote. They also said that some of the women, four of the women, not happy with the way the NFL is responding to this. Deshaun Watson has not even been interviewed by the NFL yet. Here we are, May 14th, halfway through May. June, July, August. How long is this going to continue? I got the feeling that this will be going on before week one of the NFL, or at least into the practices and a little bit of the preseason. You can't play Deshaun Watson if he can't practice and, you know, take any reps with the first team. You have to move on from him, don't you? What's going to happen here, Torres? I don't even know.
Put simply, the NFL, whether they interview him, whether I don't know how the investigation can be completed in a short amount of time.
Right.
This has to be resolved before training camp. You cannot go
that's
in.
That's not happening. Yeah.
Not resolved. I take that back. I used the wrong word in terms of resolved. It will not be resolved. This is a complicated legal situation. But what I mean is, from the NFL's perspective, he has to be suspended. And they have set the precedent with Ezekiel Elliott, with other people. Criminal charges do not have to be pressed for you to be suspended from the NFL. I just don't believe that you can let the Texans report to training camp, new head coach, to ask him to go in front of the media and answer questions that he cannot answer. It is up to the league. I would assume that there's no way that he is not suspended and being investigated and by that point interviewed by the start of the season.
I don't even know if this is a good question, but do the Texans have to suspend them, or the league has to suspend them, or it doesn't make a difference?
Well,
I think it does make a difference, but go ahead.
Didn't the league suspended Ezekiel Elliott? The league suspended Tom Brady. So to me, I think it would be the league. And this again goes into, and you and I have talked about it, every host on this network have talked about it, is the personal conduct policy. And there's a lot of people that think, probably accurately, that individual teams should handle individual player discipline until there are criminal charges filed. Criminal charges, whatever, criminal activity proven, whatever. And so I bring it up because there's talk that a lot of people say that each individual team should handle it. But again, the NFL has set the precedent. And so in my opinion, I would expect that they will handle this by suspending Deshaun Watson in some way, shape, or form, probably indefinitely before training camp.
Let me ask you this. Look, we're not the legal analyst. Certainly, you know, we didn't even stay at a Holiday Inn Express. But my thing to you is this. What happens if the Texans said, you know, we're taking the initiative here, you're suspended, and we're canceling your contract? Can they cancel that contract? I mean, certainly, if there's anything that has a moral turpitude clause in your contract, it'd be something like this. Would the NFLPA fight for him, I guess, at that point? But has anybody ever lost their contract because of something they've done off the field or off the ice or anything like that, and the team just said, that's it, you're done? I can't really remember off the top of my head, though, Aaron.
I mean, without actually going to jail, I don't know. Like, obviously, right. Michael Vick, you know, with the Atlanta Falcons is one that immediately comes to mind, but he actually...
What happened with his contract? Was it just null and void, or was it that they paid him for the last year and he didn't get one the next year because he never played? I don't even know what happened.
Yeah. I would think that, I mean, like you said, there's clauses that, I mean, you know, they're not going to pay you if you go to jail, so I would assume that that's where it is, but I, as best as I know, Deshaun Watson's being paid as we speak right now. And so it's a bizarre circumstance, but I would have to think something is coming pretty soon from the NFL.
The guys are yelling Adrian Peterson and stuff like that. I don't know if it cost him his contract, though. And he was never found guilty of anything. Matter of fact, was he suspended? I don't even remember if he was
He was put on the exempt list.
All right.
And Nike pulled his contract.
Well, Nike, yeah, that's a different story. I mean, sponsors can pull their contract and do like stuff like that all the time. But as for losing your contract with the team, that's a lot of court and a lot of lawyers out there, Torres. I mean, you're really going to have to fight for something. No matter how guilty you are, you're going to have to fight for something like that, you know?
Yeah. By the way, I'm reading a little bit about Michael Vick. It was a little bit complicated, but Here is the gist. This is from 2009 after he got out of prison. The Falcons were awarded a $20 million claim by the NFL's special master in a grievance filed against Vick, alleging he breached his contract when he was criminally convicted.
Oh, that's right. So he had to pay back that to the Falcons, didn't he?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, I remember that now. Actually, he had paid everything back, right? He pretty much paid everything back, it was said.
I believe so, yep. So
wow.
Very bizarre circumstance. So, but yes, obviously I think for the contract to actually be voided, there would have to be criminal charges, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the NFL can't step in and suspend him and make sure that he's not showing up in training camp.
Yeah, and like I said, I remember I made this comment before, we may never see Deshaun Watson in the NFL again.
Yep.
I don't know if this is going to a court of law, if it's going to go in front of a jury, but even if they get this thing settled, is there going to be a team that's going to take a chance on him? I have to assume the Texans are going to move past him, right? I'm thinking they're going to move past him. One of the Twitter followers said, what about Kareem Hunt? Which is a good point. I mean, after what he did, Kansas City got rid of him. He was suspended, but he also did his suspension for Cleveland, right? He did his.
He did when he came back, and the Chiefs released him. What that has to do with his contract, I don't remember. But it happened that night. It was like a Friday.
See, the Chiefs took the initiative there instead of the league did, but the league ended up giving him the 6-game suspension later on.
Absolutely, and so it is just what you just said. I don't think it's inconceivable that he never plays another game in the NFL. And obviously, we're going to let the courts do their job, and they should do their job, and innocent until proven guilty, and we get all that stuff. But, this is something that I've been with you on, is that, the accusations are obviously pretty serious. And so with what you said, it would not shock me if he never played another game in the NFL, because even if somehow, some way, legally, he's found, I don't know, innocent.
Well, if you settle it, though...
You're right.
Then somebody, even if the Texans want to move past him, I think, he'll be available for other teams. I don't know who'd want to take a shot at him, though, at that point, you know?
And that's kind of what the interesting scenario would be, too, because you would think that if he can't play this year, the Texans are going to be really bad, and they'll probably be in a position to draft a quarterback next year, although I don't know if they even have their pick. I guess I'm probably getting too far ahead of myself. But the only reason I'm bringing it up is because you would think they would be in the market for a new quarterback. Obviously, they have Tyrod Taylor. But, yes, I do think, to answer your question, that it would be tough for the Texans to bring him back, and I'd be curious to see if anybody else took a chance on him.
Well, actually, I stand corrected.
Okay,
One that I forgot about said, fun fact, Aaron Hernandez's contract was voided because when he got arrested. So, that's the one that
was it when he was arrested or convicted?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it must have been when he was convicted or charged or whatever. I mean, you can obviously get out of those types of contracts, but criminal charges have to either be, I think it even has to be more than criminal charges. I would think you have to be convicted.
Do you need to hire people fast? Indeed can help you beat the clock with powerful hiring tools like Instant Match. Just sponsor a job and Indeed will send a list of resumes from Indeed's database on the spot. They have 135 skill tests for things like computer proficiency or customer service talent, so you could find the right candidates faster. Do you know that 10 hires are made every minute on Indeed? It just goes to show you when you need people for work, Indeed works. Visit Indeed.com/credit. When we get back, my high school classmate Jeannie Buss said what? We'll get into that next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, good evening, everyone. Aaron Torres, Arnie Spanier, right here on Fox Sports Radio. We're sitting in for the guys, Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon. By the way, I know you may not know this. I went to Pacific Palisades High School in California.
I do know you went there with Jeannie Buss.
You may have heard of her, you know.
I did, and I heard you asked her out to prom, and she laughed in your face. Is that true?
I didn't ask her to prom, but there's no doubt if I would have asked her out, she would have said yes, fallen in love with me, married me, and I'd be part owner of the Lakers right now, for the most part, right? You understand
That sounds like a really bad Hallmark movie that definitely would not have happened.
It would be a movie. Can you imagine me going, come on, Jeannie, we got to trade these guys. They're not playing good enough. Kobe's got to go.
Yes.
Magic's got to go. Don't take Magic Johnson.
That part I could absolutely see. Yes, she's on the brink of signing LeBron James. Oh, he's washed up. He'll never be the same.
What are you doing, Jeannie?
We don't need him.
Consult me on this.
We don't need him. Draft the guy from Arizona. That's the guy you want.
Yeah, I remember one time I was talking to my basketball coach, and Jeannie walked by. And the coach said to Jeannie, did your dad buy the Indiana Pacers yet? And she goes, no, he's not going to buy the Pacers. He's saving his money for the Lakers. And I remember me going, who's your dad going to go buy the Lakers? Shut up, Jeannie. Get out of here. And guess what? He brought the Lakers. I don't know if you heard about that.
What year did you graduate from Pacific Palisades High School, by the way?
1981. Okay. But I didn't have a lot of friends, just like two
friends.
Well,
I mean, you treat probably the prettiest girl in the school like that. I mean, I'm not very surprised.
Why did I go around the pretty girls? I don't know.
I know. You laughed in their face probably. Yeah.
Well, Jeannie was our basketball manager. So. Okay. Yeah, I played basketball. But Jeff Schwartz went to Pally High, who does a show right here on Fox Sports Radio. We've had a lot of famous alum at our high school. Unfortunately, my name is not on that list for whatever reason. I'm not sure
Must
why.
Must be a slight non-oversight. But anyway, continue.
I don't know why someone can't, edit that for me and put that in. You could put everything else in there. But anyway, Jeannie Buss was on a podcast, and they asked her, who are the top five Lakers of all time? Her answer was Kareem, Kobe,
okay,
LeBron, Magic, and the fifth, everybody thought she was going to say Jerry West, but no, she said Phil Jackson.
Yes.
And guess what? She is 100% right. Those are the top five influential.
Oh, my. You know what? You're fired. First of all,
I love Jerry. I went, by the way, our high school had Jerry's kids too, Mike and Mark. They went to our high school too, and I love those guys. But he's right. I mean, Phil had a lot to do with the Lakers winning five championships. You can't go ahead and give him the snub now, can you?
Well, first of all, if we're including Phil on this list, it's obviously as a head coach.
Yes.
And if that is the case, okay.
Right.
Wouldn't you argue that just from the head coaching ranks, Pat Riley may have heard of him, should be ahead of Phil Jackson?
No, I would put Pat Riley in there and maybe take out LeBron James.
Okay.
Yes.
So we agree that Phil isn't even the greatest Lakers coach of all
time. Wow.
But here is my question.
Yeah.
If we are then now considering Phil as a head coach, Pat Riley as a front office executive, don't we then have to factor in that Jerry West won a title with the Lakers as a player.
Yes. Wasn't he like 1-8 or something like that? But go ahead.
He also won as a GM, 1980, yes. 82, 85, 87, 88, yes. 2000.
Yes.
So if it was the five greatest players of all time.
Right, right.
And you didn't have him and you put Shaq and Wilt on instead. Okay. But if we're talking about off the court accomplishments too, and we are, because Phil Jackson was on the list, right, then Jerry West has to be on the list. Ooh. And by the way, we should mention we're talking about this today because Jerry West is actually legitimately mad about this. So
he is mad about it. I love Jerry. I really do. I think he's a good guy, and he certainly is important to the Lakers. I mean, the funny thing about putting five people on the list, only five people could be on the list, though. And am I going to put him over there over Phil Jackson or, like you said, Pat Riley? I don't think so, though.
So here is, first of all, let's find the quote from Jerry West so people know what we're talking about. But he was asked about it. This is what he said. I saw the other day Jeannie Buss made a statement, the five most important Lakers, one of the most offensive things I've ever heard in my life.
Wow. West said, wow.
I was there a lot of times, had a lot of success. Be curious to know if they would have had that success if I hadn't been there. That's right. Here's the other thing. You mentioned the lack of success, relatively speaking, in the finals. Yes, he got there a bunch of times. He only won one NBA championship with the Los Angeles Lakers as a player. But again, if it's about playing, wouldn't you argue that his playing career for the Lakers, just for the Lakers?
Right.
I mean, it was better than LeBron's, was it not?
If we're going to talk just playing, LeBron doesn't deserve to be on that list. Shaq deserves to be on that list over LeBron, doesn't he?
Yes. She did the politically correct thing, and if yes. I leave him off, I got to see him in the halls of the Staples Center. Real quick, what would your five be? Because I think mine would be...
Are we doing just players, or are we doing everything?
I mean, she included front office people, so I think we have to.
I got to do Kareem. I have to have Kobe. I have to have Magic. Okay,
I agree.
That's three right off the bat. I have to have that. I'm more of a player guy. So, you know, I would probably have a tendency to maybe throw in Shaq in there also. But if I was going to throw somebody else in there, it would, for a fifth, it may have to be Phil Jackson. I may have to.
How can it be Phil Jackson? Five titles.
Five.
Jerry West has like eight when you include the fact that he was GM. So 80, 82, 85, 87, 88, 2000. So six titles as an exec, one as a player. To me, I'll say this. I think it's Magic, Kareem, Kobe, no doubt. Jerry West, the combination, because she included front office people. Jerry West has to be on there. To me, the fifth spot should come down to either Shaq or Pat Riley.
Do you think that Jerry was really that upset? I mean...
Apparently.
He said he was. I don't know if he was kidding around or what, you know?
It didn't. I mean, when you say when he says one of the most offensive things I have ever seen. Now, I'll be honest.
I think we have the tape on it. If you guys have it, let me hear the tone of his voice. Let me hear what Jerry West had to say.
I saw the other day who Jeannie Buss is made a statement that the five most important Lakers, one of the most offensive things I've ever heard in my life. Really offensive. Well, let's put it this way. I was there a lot of times and had a lot of success and would be curious to know why, if they would have had that success if I hadn't been there. And we had a little small staff, and I don't ever take credit for stuff. I don't. But when I was around, maybe I was just a good luck charm, okay? But I do know that when this thing fell apart, there was a lot of years that they weren't very good.
Wow.
Let me jump into
He's upset. Yeah.
And he should be because if it was the five greatest Lakers players of all time, yes, there can be an argument he shouldn't be on this list. But when you include Phil Jackson, who we haven't even referenced, was her ex-boyfriend or ex-fiance. I don't know if they ever got married, whatever. But when you include front office people.
Oh, then you're missing one person then.
But real quick, let me just finish.
Yeah.
Jerry West, like I said, six championships as a front office exec. Also worth noting, drafted Kobe, drafted Magic, signed Shaq. It is a no-brainer of no-brainer. So I know I cut you off. I know you want to say something, so go ahead.
No, if we're going to do just Lakers, whether they're front office or whatever, you know, just employed by the Lakers, we're missing one big name that should probably be number one on the list. And shame on Genie for not even mentioning it.
Is it Jerry Buss?
Absolutely.
I was thinking that.
Would he not? Would his her own father, who bought the Lakers, turned it around? And I mean, Mike did signed Magic, and I mean, and had the forum. I mean, shouldn't he be on that list or no?
See, I think he probably should be number one. To be honest,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely should be number one.
Yes, and so now that we're talking about it, we got to bump a lot of people off the list. I think what I could say definitively is two things. One, LeBron is an all-time great. He is not an all-time great Laker, though. You know, Robert Horry has more championships with the Lakers than LeBron does. So that's one. Two, I mean, Phil Jackson is an icon, but again, three champion or whatever it was, five champion, like, but the point I'm trying to make is when you start including front office, there's so many variables. I love Phil Jackson. He's the greatest coach in my life, but he should not be on that list.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to get in Aaron underscore Torres. I'm at Stinking Genius One. Mark sends this one in. Chamberlain's career as a Laker was not as good that of Jerry West. Chamberlain had a little success versus Russell himself. It's too limiting, picking only five. Well, that's why it was tough, though. West was a fine player, a Hall of Fame player, and as many Lakers, West is the logo. He cannot be left out. So, yeah, he is the logo. That is, you know.
Yeah, he's the logo, but to me, once you bring Phil Jackson into the equation, it means that what Jerry West accomplished with the Lakers off the court has to matter too. And so if that has to matter, you can't have Magic isn't a Laker without Jerry West. Kobe isn't a Laker without Jerry West. Shaq isn't a Laker without Jerry West. So even if it's quote unquote only one championship as a player, I'm sorry, but yeah.
Well, Isaac gets on me. Isaac says, don't say Jerry West is 1-8 because second place is better than every team except one, and that counts. I'm sick of second place not counting. Give me a break, Arnie. Well, it is second place. That means you're first loser, right? Isn't that the way that works out there? So you don't get trophies for being second place, Torres. Your millennials love that trophy for everything.
Yeah, all I'm saying is there is something to getting there, but you got to win them. And I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm trying to think of whatever, Carl Lewis, whoever. Nobody remembers Usain Bolt, who finished in second place. They remember the guy that was the fastest guy in the world. And I'm sorry that, you know, he couldn't get past Russell and the Celtics, but, yeah.
So. Brian says, Genie Busto has a restraining order out on you and ban you from all Laker games and Staples.
Wow.
And anywhere near the arena premises. That we don't have to get into right now. That's true.
She would have to know who you were to have a restraining order on you. So
I wonder if she knows who I am. I bet she has to look me up in the yearbook and say, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. Good looking guy. Full head of hair.
She would definitely want to notice you now then.
No, now she, she wouldn't notice me now. John says, hey, Stinking Genius, you're one of the most offensive people we've unfortunately been exposed to in the sports media. I thank you for that, John. I do appreciate that. And Ben says, Spaniard's the guy that thinks Robert Horry is an all-time great because he had several game winners. Well, if we're going to do the important Lakers, he'd be in the top 10 maybe. I don't know. He'd be down there at number 10 or something like that.
This is why they didn't ask you. You would have Smush Parker on your list there somewhere. Unbelievable. There are a lot of great Lakers in history, though. Yeah, I mean, the guy that said, you know, you got to do more than five. By the way, Elgin Baylor, an all-time great that people forget. Wilt played there. Shaq played there. It is incredible the icons that have come through that organization.
A couple more. Roberts, a Spaniard. Go back to front running. Lakers franchise wants no affiliation with you. Number one is Magic. Two, Kareem. Three, Kobe. Four, Shaq. Five, Jerry West. Is the official list. So no LeBron on there then, I guess, is what we're going to say. So we
LeBron should not be on the list. I mean, come on. All-time Lakers.
And no Phil Jackson then or anything like that front office.
Yes, if LeBron is on the list, I mean, AD's got to be pretty close there too. He was pretty good in the playoffs last year, but he shouldn't be. So anyway, go ahead.
And last one, Eric says, all GD Bus has to do is sit down for more than 5 minutes and think about all the most influential, greatest Lakers, and maybe the list that number top 15 or top 12 and put them in no particular order. She was asked for the top five. Now, what I would have done is given you six, and they would have said that's six. I said, well, I guess I can't count. So one's 5A, one's 5B, and that way I would have put in Jerry West. They only asked for five, though, you know?
You know what I would have done rather than given six? I wanted to put LeBron or Phil Jackson on the list. How's that sound? And by the way, you're right. In terms of the most important people in the organization's history, her own dad is probably number one.
Amen to that. You want to get in. Aaron underscore Torres. I'm at Stinkin' Genius 1. We'll come back, finish out the hour. And they're playing a game tonight, but they're not trying hard. I'll tell you about that coming back next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, good evening, everyone. Aaron Torres, Arnie Spanier in for the guys. Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Taking you through this Friday, 14th day of May. All right, hopefully I won't get fired for this, but give me a couple minutes on hockey. Is that okay, Torres?
You're fired. Once the word hockey, once the Y came out, the bosses were calling into
I'll go through this real quick. The Bruins open up their playoff series against the Capitals on tomorrow. That's Saturday.
Sure.
Also, another game is tomorrow. That's Vancouver. They'll play Edmonton in a regular season game. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Sunday, the Islanders and Pittsburgh start their series along with Minnesota, Vegas, Tampa, Florida, and Calgary, Vancouver will play another meaningless regular season game. Then on Tuesday, we're up to game two of the Islanders, Pittsburgh, Tampa, Florida, and Minnesota, Vegas. But Calgary's going to play a regular season game against Vancouver on that Tuesday. And on Wednesday, we have game three of Washington, Boston. Game two of the other series, but Vancouver's going to play Calgary again in another meaningless game. Now, Vancouver had a lot of games to make up because I think they missed about five or six of them because of the COVID. There was a game today between Toronto and Winnipeg. The head coach of Winnipeg, I believe, Paul Maurice, listen to what he said before this game even started. Check this out.
There's almost a... It's going to sound terrible for hockey, but a gentleman's agreement, right? I don't think you're going to see any late hits, right? Both teams are getting ready to go on. There'll be a certain amount of respect on the ice. Play hard, play fast. And then if it happens that something gets away, there's a hit that's not liked, it can get real ugly real quick. But I don't expect that tomorrow. I mean, you want to get out. You want to get a good feeling. It's the last game and before we get going. But it won't have the same kind of animosity because there's nothing really on the line for anybody other than both teams trying to get that good feel.
Torres, you can't go into a game where you're just going to half-ass it. I'm sorry to say it like that, but I don't know how else to say it. If you want to play rookies or bring people up from your AHL or whatever, if you can still do that, do that. But you can't say, let's make a gentleman's agreement. Could you imagine if that was in basketball and the Lakers were playing a meaningless game and they said, gentleman's agreement, no defense. We're just going to play offense today. Or if they did that in the NFL, gentleman's agreement, if we wrap you up, just blow the whistle, we don't have to fully tackle you. What do you mean, gentleman's agreement? Is you okay with this? Now, I know they have a lot of games to make up, but are you okay with something like this?
First of all, I got to say this. We're talking, since this is Torres and Spanier on pucks right now, I got to say,
right.
Paul Maurice has been around forever because I grew up in Connecticut and he was the last coach of the Hartford Whalers in 1997. How long has this guy been around for? They recycle coaches in the NHL like nothing. But anyway, what I would say, it's interesting that we're having this conversation tonight because, Arnie, I just got one question for you.
Yeah.
What happened with the Los Angeles Clippers tonight? They purposely lost a game to the worst team in the league so they could avoid the Lakers in the playoffs.
But Aaron, they just played their scrubs, and their scrubs didn't say, okay, guys, take it easy on us. We'll take it easy on you. Both teams played hard to win. There was no, let's just kind of half-ass it. They didn't do that. They just didn't play their best guys.
By definition, they half-assed it by not playing any of their good players.
Right, and I understand that, but there's still a difference between not playing your good players and just making a gentleman's agreement on the court or on the ice or on the football field. Can you imagine if they did that in baseball? I'm not going to throw 95 miles an hour today. I'm going to keep it at about 85 so you guys could tee off on me. I never heard of something like that, you know?
I will say in the NFL, it would be weird if it's like, yeah, we're not going to really tackle today. You know, it's a little two-hand touch. We'll just, you know, when we're getting close, we'll just do the old Michael Strahan.
You don't want to play tough. You don't want to play hard. How about if I don't pay you for this game then? Then you could do all the shenanigans you want. How about that?
I also think it's really kind of secretly crazy, and maybe it speaks to the fact that we just don't pay attention to the NHL, that the American playoffs are starting and
yes,
the Canadian league is not done yet. So
you got to cancel the games. You got to cancel them.
So for people who don't know, the Canadian teams have stayed in Canada because of COVID restrictions,
right?
And the U.S. teams have stayed in the U.S. And so, but the playoffs are not starting at the same time. That feels very weird to me.
It starts tomorrow with the Bruins. Vancouver and Calgary will play a meaningless game on Wednesday, May 19th, the same day Washington and the Bruins play game three of the best of seven.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very strange. That doesn't make sense.
And two other series are going to be in their game, too. They're going to be so far behind. Some teams, if they get a sweep, they'll have like 2 weeks to rest or something like that. Maybe more. I have no idea. You got to cancel the games. What are you making games like this up anyway for? Move on from it. I know you. It's about the money and all that stuff, but move on from it, you know?
If the guys aren't trying and if there's a gentleman's agreement,
yes,
I guess I see your point. It is a little bit bizarre. I'm not going to
lie. We don't do that in any other sport. Anything. We don't say gentleman's agreement here. Like I said, we don't say football, just wrap us up, don't tackle us, and we'll call it good. We don't say, hey, I'm going to throw a lot of passes, just don't intercept anything, okay? Well, let's have a gentleman's agreement on something like that. I mean, that kind of undermines what sports is about, is it not, or what? That kind of hurts.
Yeah, I just think that we're at this point where there's so much weird stuff. The Clippers didn't play their starters today. A lot of NBA teams aren't playing their starters. We have NFL teams rest players in week 17, which will now be week 18 next year.
Well, there'll be a lot of that, yeah.
I guess I should just say it just feels like it does happen to some degree in every sport.
All right, hour three in the books. The bonus hours coming up next. You want to be part of the bonus hour? Real simple, Aaron_Torres. I'm at Stinking Genius One. We'll finish up the whole NFL schedule, so we'll touch on that. Oh, I got some college football to get to, and yes, we have not talked about Tim Tebow in 3 hours, so we'll have to get to that also. Oh, coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm very, very excited about it.